Blog Talk Radio.
Ho! Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see your life was the only gift I left for me to be free? It's amazing with you.
BMG Radio Show. I'm your host, DJ Gatsby, also known as Gatsby the Promoter, and I am the producer of WBMG Radio. Today, our guest is going to be best-selling author and award-winning publisher Valerie J. Lewis Coleman. She serves as a professional speaker and expert to magnify and monetize authors' messages by publishing quality books. She has over 15 years of experience in the book business. She has published over 130 authors and helped thousands of writers navigate the challenges of self-publishing. This expert divulges industry secrets and avoiding the top five mistakes made by 95% of new authors, one being pricing your book and how to sell and identify shady publishers. Valerie founded Dayton Book Expo, which is one of the region's premier book events, and she has connected almost 700 authors to avid readers during her career. Her dynamic presentation and knowledge of the business, the book business, takes writers from pen to paper and published as they master self-publishing and making money. While I'm waiting for Valerie to call in, I'm going to take a minute to try and contact her. But if you are a friend of hers on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, answer the call in. The call in number is 917-889-2866. If you're listening in and would like to speak to me or Valerie, the call in number is 917-889-2866. In the meantime, I'm going to play another song by Kurt Franklin. It's Love 3. It's DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be?
Valerie, you there, right?
I am here. How are you?
I'm fine. Once again, DJ Gatsby, as I said before, WBMG Radio Show. My guest is Valerie J. Lewis. COVID. Let's give a round of applause once again. Sorry about that rocky start. We had a few technical difficulties in it, but everybody's on board and everybody's ready to do the show. Now, Valerie, I did your introduction. Sounded very, very professional, articulate, because, you know, I'm a good host, But I want people to, you know who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do. So can you take like a minute to kind of introduce yourself to my listeners?
Absolutely. First, let me apologize for the technical difficulties, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show with you, DJ. My name is Valerie J. Lewis Coleman, and I serve professional speakers and experts to magnify and monetize their message by publishing quality books. And so over the course of my career, I have published over 130 authors, most of whom have been Amazon best-selling authors. And I'm based out of Ohio. But of course, what I do is accessible to anyone literally in the world. So I do have international clients as well. And my website, penofthewriter.com, and that's P-E-N as an ink pen, penofthewriter.com.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a few questions. I'm going to start off basically with how did you get involved in the literary industry? Was it as an author? Was it as a publisher? And what was your motivation? So basically, when did you get in this industry? When did you become an author or a publisher?
Well, I started out in this industry helping out a friend who was and is a great writer, but she had some deficit in the business side of things. So I was helping her manage the inventory, set up her checking accounts, keep up with taxes, even with the traveling, making sure that she's minimizing expenses, because I'm an engineer by degree, and I spent 23 years in the engineering field. And so what I did was transition my engineering problem-solving skills into the book business, initially helping her and then eventually serving other people. My first onset as an author was in 2006 with my book on step families, because I felt compelled to help people. I love to teach. I love to help people make better choices, live better. And I did that. I do that by teaching. And what I found in helping the first author I was helping was that a lot of people were being taken advantage of, being tricked, being deceived, spending way too much money, and only putting out junk, so to speak. And so I started having conferences to help those aspiring authors and authors make better choices, find reputable resources, save a lot of money, make more money, you know, and expand their brand. So that started, I had my first conference in 2004, and I published my first book in 2006. So that's when I actually started as an author. I guess I started more, like I said, as a support for another author, then hosting live events, and then I published my first book in 2006.
Okay, now you said you had an engineering background, and you used those problem-solving skills to help a friend. Now, so I guess you did your research, you learned about publishing, you know, you learned about, you know, having books edited, book covers done, formatting, ISBN numbers, Kindle, paperback, and ebook. Is that basically how, because I'm a self-published, I'm a publisher as well, and that's how I learned. So is that pretty much how you got started?
Yeah, but the engineering part of it for me, when I worked at Delphi, formerly General Motors, I was an industrial engineer. So it was my job to figure out how to do it better, faster, quicker, easier, save money, and still get out a quality product. That was my job. So I saved Delphi millions of dollars. So those same skill sets that I used in the engineering field, I transitioned to the book business. So, for example, competitive analysis and pricing. So when I go out and bid for projects for my clients, print jobs, I have 250 printers across the world who bid on my projects. That was something I learned from engineering, because whenever we had a job, we didn't just go out with the first supplier. So when I shop my bids for illustrations, editors, printers, I have designers, I have a catalog of people who bid on my projects. And so what that does for me is it helps to reduce my cost, but it also helps me then to develop relationship with a lot of different service providers. That was one of the main things that I've taken out of engineering. And then also competitive analysis, which was a critical factor for a lot of self-published authors, is the fact that if they overspend on the production of their book, they tend to overprice their book. So a book that maybe should sell for $12.95, they're trying to sell for $25 because they spent way too much getting it published. And what I've done by competitive analysis is checked out the market, the industry, got a good feel based on what it costs to produce the book and what the competition is doing. I'm able to effectively price my clients' books so that they sell and that they're also making money. So that's the other aspect of the engineering that I use. And a lot of it I did learn in the workshops that I was hosting, because I brought in people like Lynette Calfani Cox, who is now a New York Times bestseller. I brought in Victoria Christopher Murray. I had Dan Pointer, who was the father of self-publishing, come in and speak. So I learned from these people who were movers and shakers back in the like late 90s, early 2000s. Okay. Not that they're still not now, but I brought those people in to come in and teach my groups of people who were coming into my workshops. And so I was learning as they were learning. So that's where I really got a lot of the foundation for what I'm doing, in addition to helping the first author.
Wow, that's a very impressive start, and I liked the way you transitioned, you know, your skill set and problem-solving skills from engineering to actually trying to figure out how to publish books. And you're right, a lot of authors, particularly young authors, think that it's something you could just jump into. All you need to do is write a book, get a friend to edit it, and another friend to do the book cover, and you can publish. But the fact of the matter is, in order to be a successful author and sell, you know, enough books to become a successful author is not easy at all. It definitely takes a level of professionalism, and people like you in the industry are a godsend for a lot of these young authors who just have no clue how to do this. All right, now, so you transitioned to the industry. It looks like you jumped in head first. You're reaching out to professionals, people that are already successful, people who've done this before, in order to solidify your position. All right, so now you're in the industry. You're becoming well known amongst young authors as well as successful authors and people in the industry. Now, what book did you publish first? Which book do you feel kind of put you on the map and establish you as a successful author?
Oh, that's a good question. I think in all my years of doing interviews, no one's ever asked me that question. I would say the one that I sold the most of, that has probably gotten the most visibility, and I have in every format, is my novel, The Forbidden Secrets of the Goodie Box. And I say that because that book, for one, it is a novel, and for two, it has a wider appeal. It's really geared towards any woman who is struggling to experience a fulfilling relationship, whereas my other books have a much more smaller audience. So that book has a much wider audience. And then, although I had planned it to be for women who are in the dating age, I found that men have purchased the book as well. And that one, I would say, has probably given me the most coverage up to this point. The next book that I'm soon to release in the next month or so, I think will have even a broader appeal. The children's book I'm doing, All the Things I Can Be When I See Me, which is a fully illustrated book that shows little girls of color that they have the potential to be whatever they choose to be. And I give them modern-day trailblazers and historical pioneers who have done the things that they aspire to be based off of conversations with my granddaughters. So I think that one's going to have even more of an appeal than The Forbidden Secrets of the Goodie Box.
All right, everybody, you're listening to the WBMG Radio Show. I'm your host, DJ Gatsby. My guest is celebrated author and publisher, a motivational speaker, and just literary genius all around, Ms. Valerie J. Lewis Coleman. I just got to give you a round of applause. I love what you bring to the table here.
Thank you.
Now, you've mentioned your seminars and events that you put together to invite authors or writers and publishers to learn more about the industry. Who are some of the authors that you've worked with in the past? Because, I don't really want to mention names, but to kind of give us an idea of your resume and some of the authors you've worked with before.
Well, I had Vicki Stringer come in and speak at one of my conferences. Tressa Smallwood, who has now had several movies done off of her books or her clients' books. She spoke at one of our conferences. Victoria Christopher Murray, who is very profound, and she actually has a couple movies coming out on her books. And Vanessa Miller Pierce is the first author I worked with, the one who kind of got the catalyst, the ball rolling for me to be in this industry. And like I said, Lynette Calfani Cox, who is a New York Times bestselling author. And I mean, there's been tons of other people, but those people stand out the most to me, and Dan Pointer, because they were proficient in their skill set. And let me also say Perry Ebony Satin Brown, who I don't think she's in the book business anymore, but she was a speaker at one of my conferences. So,
yeah. All right. So I've had people inboxing me and asking me about you and who you are and what you do. And they had some questions for you. One was, what advice would you give a young author who has just written a book, has a manuscript, and is looking to get the book published? And that's a question I always get. The other one I get is, you know, somebody, I want to write a book. How do I start? That's an easy one. I always say just start writing. If you want to be an author, just start writing. But if you have your manuscript and you think it's finished, and you want to try to go about the business of getting it published, what advice would you give to that person to kind of get started and on that search to get professional people, good people to help them?
Well, the first thing I do when my clients approach me about that is get a clear understanding of what their objective is with publishing. So are you trying to land a traditional publishing deal? Is your objective to publish it yourself? Because those two options carry very different next steps, depending upon which route you're going. And most of my clients, I steer them towards self-publishing because you control the process, you learn the business, you develop your platform, you make all the decisions on the price of the book, the cover, the editing, and all of that. However, what I also tell my clients is even though you control the process, you need to control the process within the confines of industry standards so that your book measures up to a traditionally published book. So most of my clients all of my clients, when I work with them, they start out self-published, and then I've had one or two who then went on to be traditionally published. But I will say, if you are at the point where your manuscript is done as far as your writing part of it, then the next step is to contract with an editor. And that's a professional editor, not Pookie and Ray Ray and them, not the cousin who likes to read, you know, not even your English teacher, right? Because even your English teacher may or may not be proficient in industry standards. He or she may or may not be proficient in your specific genre of writing. So it's important to hire an industry professional, proven editor, someone who knows what they're doing, and then be clear on the different types of editing. So what a lot of new authors do, or what I found they do, is they try to cut costs by skipping on editing or just doing proofreading, which is like low-level edit. There are multiple levels of edit that come before you even get to proofreading. And what happens is if you don't invest in your own work, then it will appear to be inferior, low quality. And as people read it, they will either talk bad about you on social media, write a bad review, not finish the book, tell other people not to buy it. You know, so what a lot of people think they're doing is I'm cutting costs in the long run. But to say you cut your nose to spite your face or however that goes. So you're hurting yourself in the long run.
That's some very good advice.
Get it professionally edited and make sure you understand the five levels of editing.
That's some very good advice you just gave. And I'm going to ask you a question a little bit later specifically about that. All right, so that's great advice. Anybody out there listening, if you are an aspiring author or have written books already, or looking to publish, that was some very good advice, and I'm gonna give them your website and how to contact you to get more advice and or find out about the event that you host, so they can come in for one of your seminars. Now, a lot of authors claim to be professionals when it comes to book publishing. You know, they call themselves life coaches or mentors or inspirational speakers or, you know, whatever they claim to be simply because they published a book or had some success. What advice would you give to those people who want to kind of transition from just being an author to a publisher and doing the type of things that you do. I'm sure you've ran into this, because every time someone sees somebody do something or hears somebody do something, they say, "Hey, I can do that." So aside from, you know, being an author and a publisher, you know, the other element that you bring as a professional, what advice would you give to those people who are trying to do what you do outside of just writing and publishing?
Well, I would say for the whole life coaches thing, steer away from that. Everyone's claiming to be a coach. No one's been to school for it. No one's been certified in it. Just because we're all living life. If that's your only qualification, then we're all life coaches. So I don't like to use the term coach when I work with my clients. I prefer to say mentoring them, because I'm taking them through the steps that I went through that have been proven. I've been able to repeat the results over and over and over again. So my first thing, if someone was coming to me and saying, "I want to be a life coach," the first thing I would say to them is, "Have you been certified? Have you gone to school for this specific skill set and got certification from a reputable entity that qualifies you to use the term certified coach?" That would be first thing I would say. And then secondly, what I would tell them is, you first have to have a quality product. Your book has to be pristine. I know, you know, because we are humans and we're going to make mistakes, that your book won't necessarily be perfect the first time out. But the basic mistakes, I see books that have using just horrible. And then people say, "Well, I can't sell any books," or, "I'm not able to get speaking engagements." If you're going to use your book as a business card or as a tool to open doors for speaking engagements and live events, it has to be a quality book. It has to have a great cover. It has to be priced correctly. It has to have an awesome interior. It has to be well edited. Not putting your face on the front, because that's not what's going to get you in the front door at a speaking engagement. Your book has to have universal appeal, reach the audience that you're trying to reach. So one of the things I say to my clients is, what they need to understand is that this is a ongoing process. As soon as you publish the book, if it's well written, it's going to be almost organic that people are going to ask you to come and speak on that topic or do workshops on that topic. Because once they read the book and you move them and stir them and have the right things in your book that seed your expertise, they're going to come to you. But in the meantime, there's still some things that need to be done to keep the momentum going. So as I tell my clients, it's like you have this big PVC valve, this PVC pipe, it's empty, big, white, long, empty pipe, empty, nothing in it. And on one end, you're putting stuff in. You're putting in time. You're putting in resources. You're learning. You're developing your skill set. You're connecting with people. You're networking. You're doing interviews. You're selling products. You're going to these events. You're steady putting stuff in all the time. Social media, you know, all the things that you're doing to promote yourself, build your brand, leverage your credibility. You're pushing it into one end of the pipe. And it's going to be a good while before you start seeing results on the other end. But you have to be consistent. Keep putting stuff in. Don't quit. Good stuff. You keep putting good stuff in, and after a while, it's going to start trickling out on the other end. And as your consistency builds, your momentum builds, your exposure builds, then eventually the other end is going to go from a little trickle to a pour to a rinse, to a just a gigantic Niagara Falls overpour. But you have to be consistent. You have to have a good message. You have to be clear on who your audience is, what message you have for them, and how you can fix whatever problem they have in their lives. Even if your book is meant to entertain, you're entertaining it to try to snatch them out of whatever they're experiencing in real life to feel this joy or happiness in your book. You have to be very clear about that, so that you're intentional with your marketing, intentional with your positioning, intentional with your brand. So now it's gotten to the point for me that, and I've been doing this now almost 20 years, but people are speaking for me on my behalf. So people are having conversations about me I don't know anything about until somebody calls and say, "Hey, the lady who did that wants to work with you. Or this person who works with this celebrity is interested in talking to you. Or this pastor, okay, let's talk." So now, once you have developed that platform for yourself, now you have all these other people who recognize you as an expert in your field, whatever that field may be, whether it's book publishing, whether it's mental health, whether it's empowering people to live better lives, whatever it may be, now you have these people who have experienced you on a personal level, either virtually or on social media, face-to-face, phone call, whatever it is, and now they become mouthpieces for you. And you can't pay for that type of referral and feedback.
Yeah, you are so right about that. I love the way you explained that. I love the way you just explained that. I know we covered a lot of bases concerning what you do and how you can help people. I've read some reviews about your presentations and your knowledge of the business and how successful you are and have a special talent or gift to teach and or explain the process during your seminars. So what can, your clients or attendees for your seminars expect to get when they come and hear you speak? What is that jewel that you're going to share with them once they come to hear you speak at one of your events?
Well, the next event I have is the Free Your Mind and the Words Will Follow Writer's Retreat this November in mountains of Kentucky. I've reserved a private lodge. So for 3 days, I am going to pour into them with everything that I've learned and accumulated from all the people I mentioned and a whole lot more in my 20 or so years in the book business. Because for me, I don't want to leave anything out. I want to put everything out on the table so that I give them all that I have, all that I know, so that they can then be equipped to write the bestseller, publish the bestseller, or market the bestseller wherever they are in their phase of writing. So at the Free Your Mind and the Words Will Follow Writer's Retreat, the first night is geared specifically towards eradicating fears, eliminating those excuses, moving past those unresolved issues so that my guests can gain clarity and confidence. A lot of times when I'm working with new writers, they have this underlying fear, whether it's fear that my book's not going to be good enough, fear that nobody's going to buy it, fear that I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings by telling my story, fear that I can't afford to publish it, fear that I can't recoup my costs. There's always this underlying fear that keeps them from moving forward, even to be able to write. So the first night of the retreat, I'm really going to pour into them, myself, and I have a couple guest speakers who are coming in, going to pour into them to move past those fears. So it's not just, I'm not just talking about writing, because at the end of the day, like you said, you could just sit down and write. But some of the people who I've been working with, they are so caught up in their head, shall we say, that they can't use the creativity, which comes from the heart, to write. So I'm going to help them get out of that headspace to help them be able to be free to write.
Wow. Okay, so that's what they can look forward to. And it sounds fantastic. But I need to catch one of your seminars. I need to hear you speak because, again, I said I'm an author. I'm a publisher. I published a few author's books. But I haven't been as successful as I would have liked to have been. And I know there are some steps along the process that I could have been much, much better and been more successful. Now, you mentioned this seminar. Where can people get information, get tickets? Where is it taking place? Tell us all about that so the listeners can actually take advantage of this great opportunity.
Absolutely. So the website is freeyourmindwritersretreat.com, and writers is plural, freeyourmindwritersretreat.com. It's November 4th through the 6th, and I have reserved a private lodge in the mountain of Kentucky. So it's a 16-room lodge. So everyone, the registration for the event includes meals. I'm going to have a chef come in and prepare meals. It includes the lodging. It includes all the resources that are going to be a part of the event. I'm bringing in other experts who are proficient in helping you find it, fix it, and forgive it so that you can release the creativity and move beyond those hurdles, those stumbling blocks, that writer's block that some people are experiencing. So all of that is included in the retreat. There are going to be techniques to stimulate your mind, body, and soul. I'm going to have people there doing body massages, or rather chair massages, because all those things affect your ability to write. I'm going to minimize all the distractions, eliminate the fears, eradicate the hindrances, and put you in a position to be calm, cool, and relaxed, mind, body, and soul, so that you can then sit down and write. But there will be a team of industry professionals there committed to your success. I'm going to have dedicated quiet times. I've been to writers' retreats but had great information, but they didn't set up any time to write. So I'm like, this is not a writer's retreat if I'm not writing. So we're going to have scheduled times to write, and then there'll be optional workshops, actually, because I believe that some people are going to get there and be in the headspace and in the environmental space that they won't need to necessarily sit in on the workshops. The lodge, each room has its own balcony view, rocking chairs of the mountains, the scenery, there's water nearby. So all those things, nature is a great conduit for creativity. So I was very selective in choosing this specific lodge. So once some people get there, they're not going to need to necessarily sit in on the workshops. They're optional. But we are going to discuss how to overcome writer's block, how to develop a chapter outline, and a whole bunch of other writing materials.
Wow, it really sounds fantastic. Again, like I said, it's something I definitely probably need because I write and then I don't write. And then when I can't write, I don't know why. Seems like my mind is occupied with something else. And actually, it's not. It's just that I don't have desire or incentive to write. But and I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there that feel the same way. All right, Valerie, we're almost done. I'm going to let you give a final words and tell people how they can contact you on social media or through your website. Once again, everybody, it's DJ Gatsby. Gatsby, the promoter, and WBNG Radio Show with the one and only Valerie J. Lewis-Coleman. Valerie, it's been a wonderful show. There's tons of information. I'm sure there's more information people can get by attending your seminar, visiting your website, or following you on social media. So can you just tell our listeners how to follow you on social media, what your website is, and, you know, give some final words or shout-outs before we go?
Absolutely. My website is penofthewriter.com, and that's P-E-N as in ink pen, penofthewriter.com. You can find me on Facebook, Pen of the Writer, YouTube, Pen of the Writer, LinkedIn, Pen of the Writer, Twitter, Pen of the Writer, Instagram, Pen of the Writer. So you get it, Pen of the Writer. That's how they can find me. They put in Pen of the Writer, they will find me. And for my final words for your listening audiences, I would say never give up. I don't care what anyone has said, what anyone has done, what anyone believes. If you believe that you have a story, a message, a book that can help other people live better, change their lives, be entertained, make better choices, whatever it is, whatever that pain point that your book is going to fix, pursue it. It may not necessarily be easy. It may not necessarily be as quick as you would hope, but pursue it. It's doable. I've done it for over 130 authors. You can do it. DJ has done it for authors. It's something that can be done. You want to do it well, do it in excellence. But just do it. Somebody needs the message in your book that you have chosen to hold hostage. Finish the book already.
Wow. All right, everybody, I said it's DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio. Valerie, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in and be a guest on my show. I have to admit, you are one of the most informative and educational industry professionals I've ever had on the show, and I'm going to have to ask you to come back again at some point. And there's a lot of things
Absolutely.
I would still like to talk to you about, but, you know, with a 30-minute show, there's just not enough time to handle all of that. So thank you so much. God bless you. And I look forward to meeting you one day and possibly attending one of your seminars.
That sounds like a plan. I thank you for the opportunity, and you keep moving forward with publishing books.
Thank you so much. Good night, and God bless.
Bye-bye.
Once again, everybody, you've been listening to WBMG Radio Show with DJ Gatsby. My guest was Valerie J. Lewis-Coleman, best-selling author and award-winning publisher. Don't forget to follow DJ Gatsby on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at DJ Gatsby X. Also visit my website, Who's Who in African American Literature, and check out my YouTube channel where you can see clips from my TV shows and my podcast. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks, Valerie, for calling in. God bless you. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you again next Sunday.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life, back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be?
Appreciate it.